presentation that you are about to hear is in fact a collective effort of people at this panel and many more who participated in this project that National Association of City and County Health Officers funded the PHTSC to conduct. I just would like to mention one name, the name of one person in this room who actually should be considered the person who triggered this whole activity. The name of the person is Vicky Horner. I believe she is in the room. And a year ago at the PHTSC annual meeting, Ms. Horner presented together with Ms. Sally Klein presentation about business process analysis conducted at CMS in terms of developing the MITRE architecture. And those of you who were here on the first day, you might hear these presentations, this presentation that Ms. Horner delivered together with Ms. Parokasa. So when we've heard this approach that CMS has been using at our annual meeting, just a lot of us were so energized that we decided that we will repeat it in public health as well. And luckily, with this visionary people at Nature, like Valerie Rogers and her wonderful staff, Vanessa Holly, who is just here in the room as well, it just took off the ground very quickly. And we met at a wonderful resort in Utah in December, early December 2010, just to put our heads around of how, with all these variabilities that you saw in business needs that Dr. Chitten described, Ms. Cook and Ms. Gunn, for Ms. Gunn actually touched only on one program. Dr. Chitten just looks at this at the whole department. So the complexity of the issue is huge. So we came to this meeting, and the one thing that became clear, at least we know the word business process analysis, and this is because the Public Health Informatics Institute invested so deeply in trying to educate us in public health that this is the tool we have to use. I just would like to remind you, because this is kind of our milestones that we've been overcoming, getting to the point that we are right now. I believe it was 2003 when Public Health Informatics Institute developed their first business process requirement gathering project with the Association of Public Health Laboratories. Then many of you might participate in the Common Ground Initiative that they expanded their laboratory approach into general public health department programs. So we were not as unprepared as we thought we would be coming to this meeting, but still the discussions were very, I would say, overwhelming. And this happened because that's our landscape. I've been using this slide just to present the drama of public health to EHR vendors, saying, don't put us in the box because we're a box of boxes. And each line here, if you think about it, is created because of the nonsense or because it is needed. And I think I would like us today to look at this picture not as a, you know, we have to connect all these lines here on this organizational chart to NextGen or GE or whatever other vendors the health departments will select or particular jurisdiction or will operate in the particular jurisdictions, but because this, what that particular health department decided that they need to have in place to protect population in the jurisdiction. So our goal here is to support the programmatic needs in data and information for all these programs. Everything would be okay if each program will have resources to be connected to that not the program. If provider would have resources to report individually to each of our programs. But unfortunately, they're complaining about it. They're saying that we are a burden for them. And if you look at the CDC website on surveillance, you will see there that on overall, we are suffering from underreporting. How we can change the picture of this connectivity of today, which you see on the how do you see it? Okay, on the left, to this connectivity on the right, that in fact presents the vision of tomorrow. And the vision of tomorrow, look, they don't report to us. They're just doing their business, populating medical records with the quality data for which we have access for each of our programs based on jurisdiction-specific rules. We need to agree on some definitions before we get into this unbelievably challenging but also rewarding exercise of trying to present ourselves under a particular model that would electronic health record vendors and other vendors use just to enable this collect one, reuse many time approach. So we will be talking today about business areas, about domains, domains in informatics terms or programs in our public health terms. We'll be talking about business processes, information system functions, cases of reporting. I've been told this initiative that we're currently working on with many of you to create public health reporting initiative under ONC standards and interoperability framework, that immunization is not public health case reporting. Okay, we have to elevate ourselves and look at the case reporting as an event of significance for one of these public health programs that are on this organizational chart list to be reported to public health, or information will be exchanged about this event. And in this case, event, occurrence, conditions, we should just, let's just assume that we will be using the word case reporting, not in the infectious disease context, but in a way, a broader perspective from public health. So, if you can see that I spend right now like a minute to describe what the case, so you can imagine the work ahead of us just to agree upon these definitions before we're going into modeling of public health environment and in the way that we all will agree upon. When nature gathered us in Utah, so in this one day, we talked about public health business processes, areas, and how we can go about coming up with this general framework. At the end of the day, actually, we agreed on at least business areas in the way public health operates. And there are 8 business areas. It's a population we serve by program or by jurisdiction. It is resources that we have to serve this population. It is environment in which this population live and we're serving it. It is a protection as a business area of public health, just to keep population healthy. It is a wellness, just not just prevention that sometimes is not very much being appreciated in our former models of operating public health, though it was always our goal to see prevention as our most critical activity. It's direct care. Remember, at the local level, as Dr. Chitten showed, the local health department very much involved in direct care operation, and that's what many people in the vendor community do not understand, because they think the public health is CDC. Agency operations. Somebody has to just create all these programs, manage the human resources and the fiscal operations and grant management and overall stuff just to enable these programs to work. And finally, research. That's academic community, but you also know that you may not call it research in public health practice, but you're doing this on a daily basis to detect events, to manage or monitor the outbreaks, and conduct evaluation of the effectiveness of your programs. Here's where we're going to go about generalization. You would agree with me that these three core public health functions, assessment, assurance, and policy, is something that Institute of Medicine defined for us, I believe, like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And that's what we are working on. So this is a core public health functions. There are 10 essential services, but let's work right now on this high level. Okay, this is the hypothesis. We believe that public health business processes can be classified in the following five types of business processes: case identification or outbreak identification, case investigation or outbreak investigation, case management or outbreak management, case management evaluation or outbreak management evaluation, and mitigation. So basically, we can actually collapse it even further, the higher level, if we will say that we conduct similar business processes on individual patient level and population level. This is another hypothesis that we would like to bring to your attention. To support these five public health business processes, we use an information technology, and our information systems operate under five information system functions: collect data, manage data, analyze data, integrate data, and report data. As soon as we will classify ourselves this way, the rest is very easy. And what you see in this other column is this interoperability standards that could be plugged immediately in. Moreover, those of you who saw interoperability showcase downstairs, you could just see it's all in action. And when Dr. Gunn just pointed out that there are these different standards that we have to work against or with, and she mentioned HL7 2.3, 2.5, CDA, CCD, we have many more standards that we should just be concerned about. And I just would like to remind you, for those who remember biosurveillance interoperability specification that HITSP developed in 2006, they selected 283 standards, out of which HL7 2.5 and HL7 CDA were only two of 283. So we against a very structured IT world where standards are available, we just need to figure out how they can use to support our operations. Okay, this is the framework that we're proposing to you as a hypothesis to represent public health. So there were public health business areas, there are public health business processes on individual and population level, there are information system functions, and there's the data content. If we will take this diagram and plug everything I said before, that's how it would look like. What if it will not look like this? What are the outliers? I would like to hear from you. What would not fit this framework? Okay? But right now, I will show you the examples of two, at first glance, very different public health information systems, such as early hearing detection intervention and public health laboratory reporting for infectious diseases, and show you, in terms of this framework, how similar these two public health programs domains are. Translating our business processes into IT terms, it means that for public health business areas, we have to just extract the use cases we will be working on. For public health business processes, we have to extract this workflow and data flow standards we'll be working from. For IT system functions, we have to extract this IT standards we will be working from. And from data content, is this content standards we will be working from. That may be not a very good representation of what we're trying to say, but what it's saying. This picture for Eddie. This picture for the lab. And in terms of the business area, ADA, early hearing detection intervention, serves these newborns born with these jurisdictions. In terms of resources, this is birthing facility, audiology that they have, special educational services for those with children's hearing loss, and public health agency programs. For the environment, there is many risk factors, including occupational, if a child was born with a normal hearing, but then there was an injury. So this is these factors that should be taken into account. to protect all these quality measures that we put in place in order we don't call it quality measure, we call it public health interventions. But in fact, the aim of this is not just make sure that our children stay healthy. Risk factors, care plans for direct care, agency operation, state AD program, and AD research that we're doing just to connect this all other things together. This is very similar if you could just look at those things in the public health lab. Let me show you how this diagram, in fact, could be used in these two different domains. Child is born, the information of the birth is recorded in the hospital electronic health record system in the labor and delivery summary. Child is due for screening. The information on screening is collected through standing order for hearing screening and test results. If child has abnormal results, the risk factors from the medical summary is collected. And all this information sent to the health department that generates what's called early hearing care plan that then sends pediatrician or audiologist just to work from for short-term care follow-up. This is the representation of the public health laboratory workflow for very different event. So it is not a screen we're doing, but it's a patient who came to provider with symptoms. But his data are recorded exactly similar way, but not in the labor and delivery summary, but in chief complaint and medical summary. The laboratory test ordered, the test results completed, risk factors are collected through the case investigation, and the management plan, case management plan is created that then sent to those providers or others involved in case management delivery. If we will begin present ourselves in those terms, that what we will find that in fact we have a lot of commonality between these absolutely distinct domains in terms of what triggers the events, and they would be screening, syndromic surveillance that we're doing on the continuous basis, or it could be just a visit for a care with particular symptoms. And the output and input from these activities would become looking very similar. Look at the line 2, triggers for orders result and orders on test orders, test results. Through all of this continuum, we will be using consent for procedures, we will be using standing orders, and we will be using the similar constructs to document the test results. What is the difference between AD and anthrax, public health reporting preparedness, and influenza surveillance? Content. Specific content that we will be collecting on these different events or cases of public health reporting. Though standards that vendors will be using, NextGen, GE, Centricity, Epic, anybody, will be absolutely the same as you see in the last column. What we also begin seeing that if we will display ourselves, describe ourselves this way, then we will begin seeing that AD stakeholders are different from the laboratory, but from informatics perspective, they're just senders and receivers of information. And in fact, GE Centricity cares right now only about one thing, how we can send data from point A to point B, and we are here the ones that have to determine what this content should be when they're sending it around. And this is a picture that will be reused many, many times to support public health reporting activity across these different programs. Again, leaving us with an absolutely critical need to define content for information exchange in these various programs. The Public Health Data Standards Consortium in 2009 has developed this business case on the role of public health and HIT standardization. When we developed this document, we were we didn't know that, in fact, we will be using it as a methodology for describing public health, because right now when we say we have to participate in the various stages of HIT standardization, when we're participating there, what we're bringing, because early hearing screen see itself right now very different from laboratory reporting. But by participating in these activities, we begin seeing that, in fact, vendors want us to be described, their request for us to describe our operation in a very organized way. This is a SNI standards and interoperability framework that ONC created. We are very fortunate at PhDSC that our framework is aligned very nicely with SNI framework, so we can continue participate in all these different activities to help standardize standards. Which activities we have to standardize? That's the landscape of initiatives that are desperate right now for descriptions of generic business processes approaching content for information exchanges. It is a proposed public health reporting initiative that looks for these use cases or case for case reporting. It is HL7 standards on the public health functional profile, which is determines right now the functional requirements for the electronic health record systems, so for them to support reporting initiatives and activities to public health. It is HL7 public health reporting requirement standards. It's a new standards that will define in the way of the template who, what, how, and why need to report something. The IHE is working on the public health reporting integration profile, specifying these various standards for the information exchange between senders and receivers, being sender public health or being sender the electronic health record system. And lastly, all this would lead into this PH public health system certification process that we have to build because today it's non-existent. We have a long way to go. Remember this first slide with the organizational chart of the health department and how many lines were there. To my knowledge today, in terms of various projects, these are the projects that been participating, these are the domains that been participating in health IT standardization. The ones that's not mentioned here because it's not a PhDSC project is a cancer. I think we have to do something just to really enlarge the number of projects that will be participating in this, otherwise it will take us forever to become interoperable. I'm done.